This is Radio on the Go, keeping you informed with news breaks every hour throughout the day. Plus, free anytime at radioonthego.com.
Attention valued customers of First Bank Hampton. This is Dave Huberger, and we're getting ready for a fresh, exciting update coming your way. We're thrilled to announce that our lobby will be refreshed to serve you better than ever before. Picture this: modern, spacious, and designed with your comfort in mind. Services will not be disrupted during our lobby refresh, and you can continue to shop and conduct your daily banking. We can't wait to share a new welcoming atmosphere with you. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.
Welcome to the First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program. Newsmaker is an informative local broadcast presented Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ with interviews available in their entirety online at radioonthego.com. Each day, newsmakers from Hampton, Franklin County, and around the broadcast area visit with Radio on the Go about events, meetings, public policy, and issues affecting our area. And now, here's today's Newsmaker program presented by First Bank Hampton, home of Nest Egg.
Today on our First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program, Franklin County Veterans Affairs Director Adam Akers will talk with Lori Reynolds. She is with the Suicide Prevention Team with the VA Central Iowa Healthcare System out of Des Moines. And that's a service that really helps veterans. And what Adam and Lori are going to talk about today is ways veterans can cope in times of crisis. So, Adam, I'm going to let you take it away here. We're on the phone here with Lori, so go ahead, Adam.
Lori, thanks a lot for joining me. I want to thank KLMJ as well for letting me do these newsmaker shows. Again, I know they're well received throughout the veteran community and the local areas with anybody. So thank you for that as well. Lori, thank you for joining me. I wanted to talk about veterans in crisis and suicide prevention. And it's a little bit different topic than what I typically do, and the typical topic is talking about a veteran and his story. This is more of a topic that I wanted to cover. A veteran in crisis. How do we prevent that? How do we recognize signs? And how do we know when and where to reach out for help and ultimately prevent that veteran from becoming a statistic that we talk about when we talk about suicide prevention? Each veteran handles situations different. Each veteran handles stressful events in their own ways. The individual emotion that controls, and those individual emotions aren't necessarily right or wrong. It's just how we handle them and how each individual handles those emotions. Well, I want to talk about how does the individual veteran and how do those friends and families around him recognize warning signs and know how and when to reach out. For most veterans, they're not the type of person that reaching out for help is easy, and they don't make a practice of asking for help. And so that's why it's important for others, other veterans, other friends, other family, to recognize those signs and to encourage them and to help them reach out for help. Lori, what are some signs that people can look out for?
So yeah, thank you for presenting it in that manner. There is no one risk factor that leads someone to consider taking their life, but there are a lot of warning signs that we can watch for in folks that they may be starting to go down a path towards crisis. Some more general warning signs: appearing sad or depressed all the time, hopelessness, an increase in anxiety, an increase in anger, expressions of excessive guilt, increase in alcohol and drug use, losing interest in things that they used to enjoy. All of those are indicators that maybe someone is struggling with some depression or anxiety. Maybe they aren't considering suicide, but they are struggling. And those are things that we would want people to really be paying attention to, and those that they love, and maybe even their neighbors and friends, to ask more questions. Find out, well, what's going on? Did something happen that's leading to these feelings? Is there some way that I can help? Offering someone a little piece of hope goes a really, really long way. If you start to see people doing things just a little bit farther down the road on that path towards a crisis, things like maybe getting their affairs in order, giving away prized possessions, maybe even some violence, that we may want to be looking into getting them connected with some professionals in their community. And then, of course, if they come right out and they tell you that they're thinking of harming themselves, thinking of killing themselves, or talking about suicide a lot, we absolutely want to get them involved with professional persons in your community.
So those are all good signs to watch for, Lori. Some of them can be very subtle in how they're presented, I'm sure. And so that's why it's important. One of the things friends of mine, veteran friends of mine around the area here, they look for in others is just reach out and talk to them if you haven't heard from them in a long time.
Absolutely.
And if it's been too long since you've talked to that individual, reach out and see why. Because if they're isolating themselves and someone that they are close to on a daily basis doesn't recognize that, then somebody else needs to reach out to them. So what do they do once they reach out? And what does somebody do once they recognize that, hey, there's some warning signs here? And this is a self-awareness as well. A veteran can be self-aware. A person can make this as a self-awareness and say, hey, this is going on. It's changed. It's not right. I'm getting these reactions from my friends and loved ones when I act this way. I do think something's wrong and I need some help. What do I do? What direction can we point them at that point?
Sure. Well, there are a few things that they could do, actually. One of the easiest and 24/7 is at any time a veteran service member or their family or those people that are concerned about a veteran or service member, they can always call the crisis line. The crisis line number is 988. And then when they answer with the prompt, you press 1, and that takes you to the veteran crisis line. You will, within 8-9 seconds, have a caring individual to help you problem solve, help you come up with some coping skills to get through the evening. But then they also will connect them with their nearest suicide prevention team at the VA, at the hospital. So for your folks, for Franklin County, that would be us down here in Des Moines at Central Iowa. And we will follow up with them as well, making sure that they're connected with the services that they need to be connected with. The other thing that they can do, any veteran or service member or the family member that's concerned about them can take them to any emergency department throughout the state. And as long as within 72 hours of going to that emergency department, they let the VA know that they're there, we'll pick up that bill. So you don't have to travel all the way down here to Des Moines. You can get help right there in your community. Probably lots and lots of other ways, but those are probably the ones that are the most often and the most immediate. If you are concerned about your veteran or service member and you think maybe they already are at risk, then I would call 911. I would get your first responders involved. I wouldn't even wait to call 988 and go through that process. I would immediately call 911 if I was felt the person was in immediate crisis.
Immediate crisis, 911, someone that needs help, 988 is the crisis line. And that can be for veterans or anyone, right?
Yes, that is for anyone. It becomes a veteran crisis line when you press 1, but absolutely anybody can call 988 and get that almost immediate caring individual. You don't have to wait till you're in a crisis to call that number. You can call them just when you're having a bad day, and they can help you maybe come up with some ideas of how I pull myself out of that before it gets to be a crisis.
Okay, so a couple other things that I wanted to touch on is if people want to look for some information on this topic before to figure out maybe a proper way or the best way to approach their loved one that's showing some of these signs, there is lots of VA websites and information out there on va.gov. There is a maketheconnection.net, militaryonesource.mil. The VA has some apps. There's support network apps, suicide safety plan apps, and these are all tools. There's some veterantraining.va.gov. These are all tools that you can research information on as a veteran or a friend or a family member that they can use to train themselves what to look for. This is how to cope with. These are coping skills that they can learn to use. All of those, and I've got all of this type of information and more. Lori provides me with all kinds of great information out to my office if someone's interested in more of that information. So I guess I wanted to bring that up as well. Lori, did you have anything else that you wanted to point out in that aspect as far as where to reach out before you get to the point of having to call 911 or taking someone to the emergency room?
No, just reiterate that you don't have to wait until it's a crisis to reach out for help. On that first indication that maybe things aren't quite right, that is the best time to reach out and say, you know what, I don't feel quite right. What can I do about it that would be different and so that it doesn't get to be a crisis? I always say, because I work in suicide prevention, that's what I do all the time. The number one thing that we can do for suicide prevention is if we see someone that we think might be struggling, that they seem sad or down or lost or whatever it is, let them know that you see them and that you care and that you're going to help them get to whatever point they need. We just need to offer people a little bit of hope.
It's a really good point. I like to talk to veterans about the fact that it's okay to reach out for help in behavioral health situations. If you fall off your bike and break your leg, if your kid gets hit with a baseball and has to go, you're going to take them to the emergency room. You're going to go seek medical help. If something's not right with you in your head because of some behavioral health issues, it's not bad to seek out help for that as well. The VA healthcare system is set up with providers to help in those situations. And that's an easy reach as well.
Absolutely. And if we can't help, we will help get the veteran connected with someone in their community that can.
Good point. Hey, Lori, thanks again for calling in today. I really appreciate you having this conversation with me. Yeah, really appreciate it. So we'll talk again.
No problem. Thank you.
And a thanks to Adam Akers and Lori Reynolds for being part of today's First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program.
First Bank Hampton's Newsmaker program can be heard every Monday through Friday on 104.9 FM following KLMJ's News at Noon. To hear today's conversation in its entirety, visit radioonthego.com, click Newsmaker under the News tab. Podcast listeners can follow Newsmaker and listen to other broadcasts on demand by subscribing to the Radio on the Go podcast for free on iTunes and Stitcher. Thanks for listening to today's Newsmaker program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton, home of Nest Egg.
As this year's harvest season comes to a completion, the planning for the next year's crop begins. Hi, this is Brian Crowley at First Bank Hampton. If you're looking to purchase a new or upgrade an existing piece of farm equipment, you can count on First Bank Hampton to provide you with competitive rates and terms. We've been your ag bank for generations, and we're still committed to provide you with all the financial tools you need to run a successful farming operation. Stop in and visit with our ag lending team for more information. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.